All right, Wolf. Well, I'm sure you never saw this coming, but we're going to kind of pick your brain a little bit on the offensive line.
Nah,
surprise?
Really. I'm surprised, totally. I thought we'd talk kickers.
Let's talk with your expertise, of course, on the O-line, having Mike Munchak, first year here with the Steelers after being a head coach, and it just seems all of the guys in that unit are gravitating towards him, and they want to learn from a Hall of Famer.
Exactly, Missy. You're pointing out the very obvious, which is the very truth. I mean, the thing about this is, if you're sitting here with Howard Cosell, you're going to pay attention to what Howard Cosell tells you in broadcasting. And it's the same way with bringing in Mike Munchak. I mean, what, 9, 10 times All-Pro? The guy was a Hall of Famer. The guy was an overachiever, a leader, developer of great lines all through his coaching career. This is a guy that you want to learn from because you want to be that guy. And when it comes down to what's celebrated in the room, toughness, finishing plays, driving guys in the ground, throwing them down, goring guys, that sort of thing. You want to get in on that because you want to be that guy. You want to be the one that they celebrate over. That was the persona of Mike Munchak. Good offensive lines take on the persona of their coaches. And this is what you want to get out of this guy because he's got the knowledge, he's got the wisdom, but he's also got the particulars to take you to a higher level. And I know the guys, when they tell him, when he tells you something, you understand this is coming from a Hall of Famer.
When you're watching them down in the field, what kind of drills is he doing? I mean, you know, a lot of the assistants are able to kind of tailor their own during the individual periods. I mean, what's Mike Munchak, what's he working with them on, focusing on, emphasizing?
What I like is he takes the block down and he breaks it down into components that you start to realize you can work on this area. For instance, if you're going to work on an outside zone blocking scheme, it's getting to the outer shoulder, but you take the proper step and then you learn to cut it up field with power, which means to do so you got to drop your hips, have the lower leverage under and up, as Chuck Knoll used to say. You got to get underneath, same foot, same shoulder, and that gives you the power. Now, you can rep that over and over to get those guys in position. And those are the things that he brings. The other thing that he brings is most coaches can give you the X's and O's. Most coaches can sit there and say, yeah, you didn't block that guy. But then they don't tell you, what did I do wrong? He can instantly watch and give feedback at the moment in time on the field and let you know, you dropped your hands, man. What are you doing? You know, your feet stopped. You punched, you stopped your feet. Those are the type of things that make a difference, not just in practice, but in games. Because when you can instantaneously let a player know you're dropping your hands, or when you come off on the snap, you're late off the snap counter, or when you're drive blocking, you're just not finishing, man. Finish the block. Those are the things that you need to get in your gourd so that you can up your game.
Munch fire you up a little bit?
You know what? I enjoy being around the guy. You know, he's you know, when you're around fellow fat guys,
and he's like strapping it on a little bit.
You do up until you hear that crack of the pads, and you go, ooh, that just, you know, it sounds like Rice Krispies getting crunched. And the only Rice Krispies I crunch is when my cereal.